You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8 o'clock, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to hang out with us here on the show, you are more than welcome to do that. Any other, I think that, now, for those of you who didn't see that they built a statue of Laramie Tunsil outside of Miami, that was the big story this weekend. And Tunsil liked it. He actually had the laughing emoji about 8 times.
Yeah, it's a Photoshop of his face on Dan Marino's body, and he was thrilled with it.
Yeah.
Well, this guy says, as much as we joke because he thinks referees are targeting him, as far as at least trades concerning him, he's got some self-awareness. The story was that he told the Dolphins, hey, I would trade me for that package. Mm-hmm. So and he knows.
To pick real. Up 2 more first-rounders for that?
Yeah. And it was 3.
So here it is.
But they gave one up to move back up.
Here's the totality of what was given up. This is what was made. I'm sorry. This is what was made from the Houston. When they traded Laramie Tunsil to the Texans and they got the Texans picks back, this is what the entire package became. The 26th pick of the draft last year, which is Noah Igbinogami, yeah, who's a cornerback. Not a starter yet, is he?
No, he's a boundary, but they have Jones and Howard, so he's not. Yeah. He'll be the replacement. Both those guys making a lot of money. I assume one of them will go at some point.
Yep. They got the 12th pick this year. It had been 3, but now it's the 12th. All right. So from there, No.
They moved that.
No, they moved back up.
They had 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the first trade was they got they traded their 3rd for the 12th plus 2 extra first rounders plus a compensatory 3rd in the 2022, which the 49ers got for Robert Saleh being hired by the Jets. That was the initial trade. So they got 2 extra first rounders and a 3rd rounder for the number 3 overall pick.
Well, here's what Tunsil got them. Their cornerback, the first pick of 26th pick, the 12th pick this year, the 36th pick this year, that's the Kenny Stills deal, the 102nd pick this year, so that's an early 3rd, a first rounder in 2022, and a first rounder in 2023. Now, after when you take that, and now they moved up, and they move back up to 6, where they will still get their choice, more than likely, of Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle. They're still going to get exactly whoever they wanted at 6. 3. Yeah. They moved from 12 back up to 6. So now the Eagles move back.
Yeah.
So now they're still going to get the player they want.
Yeah.
And which one of these picks did they have to
I made a mistake. They didn't have to give up something they got for Tunsil. They gave up their own 2022 pick to move up to 6. So overall Tunsil's got them you're right. 4 first rounders.
So Joe Burrow is pushing Cincy to take Ja'Marr Chase.
Does he want to keep his legs?
Yeah, right. But he wants Chase. If Chase is gone, Devontae Smith, it can't be Chase, Smith, and Kyle Pitts all gone.
Well, it won't be.
Where?
No.
Three quarterbacks will go on the top 3.
One of them will be there.
At what number?
6.
At 6.
No, all of them will be.
Who's, oh, you
no,
think?
No, probably, well.
Pat Surtain could be the number 4
Burrow
pick.
Is pushing for Chase at 5.
Well, Burrow can push for whoever he wants. Well, it's my feeling that they should get a wide receiver or Pitts and then handle their offensive line through free agency. That's what I think they should.
What do you think the Dolphins want? It doesn't matter if you get Pitts or Chase or Smith, right?
Or Smith. Who knows? No one knows what the Dolphins wants. Anyone who thinks they do is wrong because the Dolphins are pretty tight-lipped. We know who the fans would prefer, but I don't know.
The fans prefer?
Well, it's the whole Alabama thing. They want the connection to Smith and then technology here at 18th. That stuff.
I think he's the long shot to go there, actually.
Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too skinny for a Patriot Way type of thing, I think.
Yeah, I wonder what they'll do. But I think the Dolphins set themselves up. Who's 4? Who picks 4th in a draft?
The It's the Falcons, and that's the
That's the swing, because if they wouldn't take a quarterback, would they?
Well, they could, but see, Matt, they restructured Matt Ryan's deal, so they can't get rid of him this year. It's impossible. But I've heard they still are potentially on the clock for a quarterback. So if they are, that could be one of those quarterbacks at number four. And then the Bengals, you know, that's the wild card team, is if the Bengals decide to go offensive line, then so be it. They'll do that. But if not, you know, four is either a cornerback, Surtain, or it is a quarterback, or it's a trade out, and somebody gets a quarterback at number four. So if that's the case, the Dolphins, you know, you really are just trying to fade. I think you're trying to fade. I tell you, here, what about this? What if it was a flip-flop 3-2? I can't be now. What if 4-2 flip-flopped? Because I've heard this rumor, too, that the Jets would consider sticking Pat with, if they were blown away by a trade offer, they would consider sticking Pat with Sam Darnold if they could get their hands on one of those targets and a ton of draft capital. I don't know that you could guarantee that, getting one of those weapons, though, unless, you know, 4-2, like, why would the Falcons do that? That don't make any sense. To get your hands on Zach Wilson, no thanks. I didn't think his pro day workout was all that great either, by the way.
People are salivating over that one throw.
Yeah, one throw.
Oh, my God! I was there at Johnny's workout. Johnny Manziel had a throw that people lost their minds over. Guess what? If my quarterback's having to make that throw a ton of times a game, then my team's going to suck.
And as you mentioned that, it's only the one throw, but Sam Darnold made a throw similar to that in live action against the 49ers, where he scrambled out of a sack, faded to his left, and threw it back to his right, strike for a touchdown. And people are like, he did that in an actual game, and you want to replace him with the guy who did it. Now, there's more to it than that, but people are like, that was in a game that they got their ass kicked in. So what does that throw actually mean? Like Lance said, that throw is improbable, and if it happens in a game, what does that mean for your team? I don't think it means much.
No, that's not – I needed to know. He was really fairly – he had some accuracy issues making regular standard throws. They were high. They were behind guys. He was overshooting throws. But he idolizes – Zach Wilson idolizes Aaron Rodgers. So it's not surprising that even as a kid, dating back to the kid, he practiced throwing like Aaron Rodgers. So that shouldn't be – yeah, he has that talent. That's great. That's fantastic. To me, if you're drafting him based on that, because you subconsciously see Aaron Rodgers, boy, you better hope he's Rodgers. Rodgers is a generational quarterback and talent. You better hope that I've already heard people, boy, you just get that Aaron Rodgers feeling. Okay, that's fine. I didn't see Aaron Rodgers on tape. I will promise you that. But he's got that where he can make those throws that look like that, and he does some kind of,
you know, Mahomes stuff.
Yeah. He tries to do that. And that's so now when they see Mahomes, but the Mahomes little, you know, gimmicky this and Rodgers gimmicky that, that doesn't make you a good quarterback. Those guys are also good quarterbacks who make throws in big situations. They're also bigger than Zach Wilson, who I was surprised Zach Wilson came at 214 pounds. He looks a lot smaller than that.
Yeah. 214 is not bad size.
No, that's all right. Wanted to be in the 220s, but 214 is okay.
That's okay. 809.
6'2", 214, you know. It's like Derek Carr size.
Why you got to put Derek Carr on him?
Well, that's
good
the size
Lord. I mean, that's not what we're looking for. We're not looking for Derek Carr comparisons.
I got to
fit. Is that your comp for a white guy? Okay.
For a white guy. Zach Wilson will be – what's the likelihood of Zach Wilson even having a Derek Carr career? I mean, Derek Carr is a above-average NFL starter. Is that Zach Wilson's ceiling?
Well, he better be at number two pick overall.
People blow that pick all the time. So what do you think, Lance and John?
I think his upside is very good starter. I think his floor is a little lower, though. That's the problem, is I think he's got a little lower floor than you want. I think he's more boom-bust potential, where I think Trey Lance has got a better chance to be. Like, Zach Wilson has some high-side stuff, but he also has some problems. I mean, to me, any of those other four are not in the same category as Trevor Lawrence, first and foremost. So, I don't know. I'm not as high on this quarterback draft as other people. A lot of people talk about, well, look at all these elite quarterback talents. I'm just not as high on this quarterback draft. I just think there is a little more bust potential of this quarterback draft than other people think. So, We'll see. And my guess is there will be some teams that think that, which is what makes this Deshaun Watson stuff even worse if you're a Texans fan. I'm telling you, they would have gotten a ton. You look at what has happened with the trades that have transpired for quarterbacks, and you just realize, oh, my God, anybody who thinks the Texans did this, for what? They could have had a Tunsil trade times three.
Yeah.
Screwed. Well, they didn't. The Texans didn't screw it up.
It'll be interesting. What if the Texans still had their pick? What if they were drafting third overall?
I like to play that game. That's a more fun game.
That is a more fun game. Like, would they have to take a quarterback?
It's Jamar Chase. Oh.
Well, yeah, because you don't have Deshaun Watson.
Ooh, yeah. You move it.
You
move Deshaun Watson.
You move Deshaun Watson.
You would have moved him to who?
Moved him to the Jets.
Jets.
You'd have 2 and 3.
You would have moved him to the Jets.
You'd have 2 and 3.
Imagine,
can you imagine
if you had moved him to the Jets and you picked up both their first round picks?
Oh my gosh.
3 first rounders.
Yes, you'd have 3.
Your second pick is whatever quarterback you want, and the third pick is whatever receiver you want.
Screw you, Dell.
What did I do?
A-hole.
That
you got our pick. Now you have 40 first rounders,
well, you wouldn't have had
and
Tunsil.
The Texans don't have any. Well, you wouldn't have Tunsil.
You wouldn't
wow.
have your left tackle,
You wouldn't
though.
Have Tunsil. You could take Penei Sewell. Have your guy that's $20 million cheaper, okay,
Who
every
wants
year.
That?
Okay.
Now, that sounds terrible. You want an established starter.
You could have a quarterback of the future, and you could have whatever, and you could have a corner.
No, but I think how it worked out was great for the Texans, where Laremy Tunsil's laughing at the misfortune of his own team.
Oh, my gosh. 812 ESPN 97.5. How fortunate we are to have Chastain Ford right here in our city. Love Chastain Ford, and you're going to love Chastain Ford too. Just the best. I'm telling you, if you're looking for that Ford truck, this is Ford Truck Month, and it just doesn't get any better. They're going to work that deal, so it is in your favor. They're going to find out exactly where you have to be payment-wise. And my friends, you are going to be able to benefit from the Ford Truck Month. Best financing, most robust warranties. They're going to put you in that F-Series truck or a work-ready Super Duty. Chastain Ford has the truck you need at the price you want with no hidden fees. I don't care what business you are in, moving company, drywall, HVAC, plumber, electrician. They will customize the van perfect for you because this is what they do every single day. They have sold to every different kind of worker. When you're the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston, then you have seen everything, okay? That is what they do. Every Ford goes out there, and it's perfect for whatever your needs are. And if not, if there's something that you need adjusted or changed, they will do that as well. The service is second to none, too. You're looking for that Ford car or truck. This is a great month. And when you deal with Chastain Ford, you don't deal with add-ons. No extra, like no $3,000 more whenever you buy because they got to add it on. They don't do that. They just don't do that. You can buy online at ChastainFord.com. And listen, the retail as well, not just commercial. You're looking for that Ford car or truck, you got it right now at great prices at Chastain Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's Chastain Ford.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:15 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on the show. Robert wants to get in here. Let's get him in. He wants to talk about Houston football, but who's not talking about Houston football? What do you say, Robert?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What do you say?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's going on?
All right. So it's obvious that Houston pro sports, when you include the Oilers and their playoff disappointments, the off-the-field tragedy, suicide, him leaving the city. And then you add in the Texans with all their fumblings and now Deshaun and how we could have got this, you know, big treasure for him. Now we can't. So it's obvious that the pro sports was built on an Indian burial ground. And I just want to ask you three guys, because I know you three are the only ones who would know, how do we lift this curse off the city when it comes to pro football?
I don't even know anymore. We got to
get that little lady that comes in there and gets rid of the poltergeist.
I don't even know anymore. Like,
that little creepy lady that was in Poltergeist, you got to bring her in.
Carol Ann.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the old guy that came walking up to the door? That was the creepy one. What do you do to, I mean, if Jeremy Foster were still here, we could see if he could take this curse off. But I just think right now it's a Houston sports curse.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
For sure the Texans curse.
No, the Texans are cursed. That's a cursed organization.
Is it when did they get cursed? They weren't cursed until, Letterman jackets.
You think Letterman jackets was the...
I think that's where it started. It all went downhill.
The curse of the Letterman jackets?
Yeah, I think that's where it kind of started to go sideways.
Well, that's where it went south, but there must have been something. Did they draft someone that wasn't without integrity? No.
Oh, remember when somebody got Glenn Earl got knocked out behind the scenes? At an event that never made it public, but he got knocked out by somebody who was on special teams, punched Glenn Earl and knocked him out. They were at a function, like a team function thing, and they tried to keep it real quiet. Maybe that was it. Jerome Math. Oh, who was Fumbles McGillicuddy against the Baltimore Ravens?
Jacoby
Jones.
Yeah.
Maybe he was the jinx. I feel like Jacoby Jones is what sent this whole organization.
Jacoby was just fun loving. He just liked to smoke his weed.
And fumble in the playoffs.
Yeah.
His weed and fumble in the playoffs.
He was actually a nice guy. I'm not putting that poltergeist on him.
That's the jinx. You don't have to be. You can be a nice person and be a jinx. I don't know the Johnny Coffee Cake or whatever his name was, Frankie Coffee Cake. Remember when they said put him in a bathroom because his face was all jacked up and they didn't want Colosio looking at him when he was shooting dice because he was the mush. They called him the mush. No. The mush was different than Frankie Coffee. The coffee cake guy was a different guy. He said, put him in a bathroom. I don't want him looking at that guy's, hey, that's embarrassing. What are you doing? No, but the mush, there's a chance. There's a chance that Jacoby was the mush. He fumbled in the playoffs in a punt.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's been cursed ever since, from the very first draft pick overall. It's been a cursed organization.
Jeff's right.
Rosenkopter?
Yep.
Well, but I think that was a result of the curse. That's why the curse happened. I mean, that was a result.
Yeah,
the curse was here, and the Rosenkopter.
You could argue that there were some movements upwards.
Yeah, but he was such a nice guy.
We've got to stop with this.
No, but it's got to be something that has cursed the organization.
Yeah.
Sage Rosenfels was a nice guy. He wouldn't have cursed the organization.
You're looking for a devil. You're looking for basically.
Yes, I'm looking for something.
It's not. It's an event.
Insidious that happened behind the scenes.
It's an event. It's an event that cursed him.
No.
Or it's an event like drafting Jacoby Jones. Jacoby was a jinx. There's just it's hard to get around that. Omobe Okoye, maybe he was a jinx.
There's something that they did behind the scenes that ruined the organization. You know, it was.
Turn your mic off for a second.
No.
Okay.
No, you can tell me during a break.
Current president. Let's see.
I'm just saying, there's something that happened.
Alto Gary wrapping people in Saran wrap to make them lose weight. What about that?
I think that was a good move.
When they forced their cheerleaders to get wrapped in Saran wrap?
You want
wrap?
Chunky cheerleaders? No.
Oh. Ooh.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Oh, man.
Their cheerleaders ain't about that. That's not about that life. They're not about chocolate chip cookies. They're about looking good out there.
Oh, people can't have cookie dough for fun? Okay.
No. There is something about the image, but, maybe not berate with wrapping their bodies and stuff. I understand, you got to look a certain way to do a certain job, but, using food wrapping to emphasize how big you are. Maybe a problem. Well, it clearly was a problem. She's no longer there.
Yeah. Tony Boselli.
Damn. The Rosencopter was 2008.
Yeah. Tony Boselli, the very first pick overall for the organization.
So you're saying it's been jinxed since day one.
Yeah. No.
Well, let's see. I think
David wants
it. If you guys can figure out this jinx, let us know, because we'll do whatever we have to do to take it off, because we're for the city.
Yeah.
We're for the H.
I'm the only one for the
H. As they say, we're for the H.
Apparently, I'm the only one. Yep. David, what's up?
We put on for our city.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just remember being excited after coming back from overseas and being excited about the Houston Texans, and the first thing you hear is that Tony Boselli can't play. Mm-hmm. That was the start of downhill for the Texans. Tony Boselli was supposed to be this all-pro lineman, and he doesn't even play one down for this new Houston Texans. And then, you know, you have the caricature of David Carr, you know, being quarterback with no offensive line. That was it. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
What about David?
Oh, no. This is it.
What about David holding up? He wouldn't get his hair cut.
No, cutting his hair. And when they cut his hair.
It's not bad.
They did that. Remember, they broke in the newscasts to get David Carr's haircut.
Well, on Twitch, they're saying, what about just choosing the name Texans?
It ruined Hercules, didn't it? Or Samson, yeah, one
Samson.
Of them.
What about just, or somebody from a Marvel Comics, I think.
No, Samson. Somebody.
Okay, yeah. Are you sure it wasn't?
Yeah, it was,
no, it was Samson.
Frigor or something?
No,
or some,
no, Samson got.
Some comic that we're getting ready to have to watch on.
No, Samson got seduced by some.
Cromray.
Let's just say.
Radars.
No, what are you saying? Samson just got seduced by, let's just say.
Delilah.
Delilah. I was going to use a different term for her, but I'll use her name.
Oh, some hoe?
That's what you said. Seduced by Delilah, got his hair cut, and it was over for him. Until the end, where he pushed and brought everything down upon himself
else. No, that's the Texans organization.
What about Toro?
It's crumbled to the ground.
Toro. What about Toro? I know what it happened. When we were... when the Texans reached out and asked us if we could interview on the Texans pregame show, when I did it with Rich, was actually Rich and... I don't think it was Charlie, because Charlie bolted out before the first game started. Who was I doing the pregame with?
You and Rich.
No, Rich and somebody else. It was the dream team. It's me,
no,
Rich.
No, it was. I remember getting a shirt. It had your, like, those dream team
that's shirt, not what it was,
shirts.
Del.
It was your face and Rich, and then it was like dream team.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was. Me, Rich, and somebody else. Anyway, I thought Charlie left before we even got started with Texans. But anyway... he was, they said, hey, we'd like to have Toro on the air. And we're like, okay. And as we're asking a question to Toro,
that was
like,
brutal.
Hey, Toro, whatever.
And did he talk? Go,
and he'd do like his paw, his hoof one time on the ground, his foot too. It was the worst interview ever. And I feel, and ever
worse
since
than
then,
Mike Matisau?
Yeah. Oh, you mean where a mascot won't answer your questions?
Yeah, that's true.
It's the worst.
That's true.
And ever since then, I hated that mascot.
What about Clay Walker?
What?
That's it. What about Clay Walker?
It's Clay Walker.
Ruining the organization.
So you think a new song would change things?
What are we doing talking about Texans? And it's Clay Walker. He performs year after year after year. It's Clay Walker.
And continues the curse. I mean, maybe he just comes in to reinforce it every year.
Well, they don't know. It's like if you live in a house where you've got
asbestos. Is he from Miami? Is Clay Walker originally from Miami?
No.
Can't we at least just mix it up and get Clint Black or something? It's basically the same thing. You just mix it.
Oh my God.
And it's this song. It's like having asbestos, and you go to a house, and you're like, you just keep staying sick.
Keep
you
breathing it in.
It's like with having black, what's it called? The black...
black tar?
No. The black mold in your house. Until you get rid of it, you're going to keep being sick.
Yeah. I might have some right now. I think there's some in this building that makes me sneeze.
You think we're cursed too?
Yeah.
He is black. Yeah. What
ever hear our signal?
What'll get rid of the curse with us?
Okay.
I think follow the money. McNair ownership equals Enron money.
What about pay me Rick? Is that the curse? No. I mean, beating the Cowboys in the first game?
You thought that was a great moment.
Yeah, we thought
Quincy Carter might have put some magic spell on him.
Billy Miller.
Well, you got a ginger tight end. You're going to have problems.
Yeah. Well,
kind of ginger tight end catching touchdown passes to beat the Cowboys.
The first ever.
You should have known things are going to be a problem.
Schaub's stupid Liz Frank. That didn't start it. That started well before then.
Like, I'm looking at, like, someone decided with this Clay Walker song to put, like, scenes from the Texans behind it. I got just the milk toast, red, white, and blue Texans thing. It was destined for disaster from the jump. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
You have years to decide what you want your team to be. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to get a red, white, and blue, I don't know, skull and put it on our helmet. And that's how we're going to do things.
Yeah. No, we're going to be the Texans. What? Really? Red, white, and blue?
You're asking for it.
Oh, my gosh. Can you be more vanilla?
You know, some teams, like, change the actual uniform to get a new brand. Why are the Texans sticking with this?
No, don't you remember they put the name? They put the name above the name.
They put the logo above the nameplate.
It was. How much more do you want this organization to do, Dell?
It's Clay Walker. I can't get it.
Even the Patriots, as successful as they've been in their uniforms, made a change this past year. You know, the Texans, maybe a start would be, you're not the Cowboys.
They made their change.
You're not the Steelers.
They put the logo above the nameplate.
You can change
first,
this uniform.
There was the logo. Was a name.
I know. It's this thing you guys don't like me playing anymore because it makes you feel uncomfortable.
It's the corniest organization in sports history. I seriously don't know a cornier organization than the Texans. And I mean from start to finish. From the corny song to the corny color scheme, to the corny uniforms, the corny in-game stuff. Everything is corny as everything. Corny, corny, corny.
Mm-hmm.
Corny squad, corny team, corny front office. Everything's freaking corny. Corny ass coach, corny ass trade.
Well, at least Jack Easterby's corny not corny.
Corny ass players, corny ass injured players. Corny, corny, corny. The whole team. It's embarrassing. That whole organization is 20 years of cornball.
Yeah, but
right, one
but
fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Jack Easterby has brought a level of
elevated the corn.
A level of cool to the team.
I mean, finally, they get some Lupe Fiasco of the front office. He's got, you know, he's got a little bit of cool. Finally, we get a guy.
Run fish, red fish.
Well, we need a Jack to wipe away this.
Before the Houston Texans ever played a single down. Before any players were on the roster,
Deshaun Watson. That's over now. Before both of them,
half battle red, half deep steel blue bullhead. With
names for the colors, corny.
It was the very first symbol of NFL football returning to Houston after five long years.
The Texans have done it.
The Texans logo represents not just the team that plays on Sundays, but the spirit of Texans everywhere.
Bold, proud, strong.
Something that people wear like a badge of honor.
Like the scarlet letter.
I want to say
shame, shame, shame.
I don't know anyone that wears a Texans logo ever.
Do you think Mark cringed when he got the words that he had to read?
You sure he didn't write it?
I think he had to write it. He had to make something.
Do you think at any point when we wrote this, it's like, God, John and Lance are going to kill me on this one? I should not say that.
No, it wasn't Renfro being called out of bounds. That had nothing to do with this crappy organization.
82.
829.
81.
97. Don't play that anymore.
You
that,
referenced it a couple times.
Lance, ask your wife about Ojo. My wife is not like down to the Ojo. She doesn't know Ojo. It's evil eye that you need to take an egg and rub it all over.
We need
Kirby
a bruja
to get the evil off. Don't you? Hey, as a Greek. You're part Greek. Aren't y'all supposed to spray Windex on stuff or whatever?
To heal it. Yeah.
This franchise needs to be healed.
You want the Greeks to go over to NRG and spray it with Windex?
I'd say they need some healing over there.
Right. Hey, it's 8:30 ESPN 97.5.
You have any kind of Italian thing that
you know who's going to heal your house? Jeff Aronoff. That's who's going to heal your house because he's going to fix it. He's going to fix it. Listen, if you haven't upgraded your house or your business in quite a while, then there's only one guy that you need to call, and that's my man, Jeff Aronoff, and let him come over and let him take a look at what you're doing there, because what you're doing ain't all that great. And, let's say your house was built in the 80s, the 90s, even early 2000s. I mean, that's almost 20 years old now. You're going on 20 years old now. Have you done anything? Goodness gracious, you got to do something. Otherwise, you ain't reselling that thing. This is the most important investment you've made in your life. And you got to make sure that it is up to date, and you got to make sure that you keep it or add to it. And that's what Jeff Aronoff does. You need a room done. You need new countertops. You need an outdoor patio. You need vanities. You need whatever it is that you need. Absolute Marble and Granite. Let Jeff come to your home or your business and take care of that business for you. He'll do it at a great price, 20% off for the ESPN 97.5 listeners. Now, it's got to be a big job or Jeff ain't going to do it. So make sure you got a big job to do at your home or business. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
833 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Paul seems to think he knows what the Texans jinx, where the origination is. What do you say, Paul?
I know what the jinx is because I actually facilitated the jinx. Uh-oh. I can't remember what year it was, but before season started, I'm a Cowboys fan, which y'all might hang up on me when I say that, but before season started, I bought this gnome from that sports store, Fanatics, Cowboys gnome. Used to put it on the TV and watch the games. Anyhow, Cowboys got off to a terrible start. Texans were doing pretty good beginning of the season. So I decided I was going to switch that jinx from the Cowboys to the Texans, and I went to the Kirby side of Reliance Stadium and buried that gnome. Mm. Still there today, and that's the jinx.
You buried a gnome at NRG Stadium on the Kirby side.
A Cowboys gnome.
What?
Sure did, a Cowboys gnome.
You did.
I think he should be... Something should happen to you.
Excommunicated?
Yeah. What are you doing? What did you do that for? First Clay Walker and now that? How much can this city handle? You can only handle so much. A gnome and Clay Walker and Jack Easterby? No wonder there's 20 lawsuits on our quarterback.
What, you forgot Cal? How does this team... How's this organization?
Well, Cal is the jinx. Cal was just.
He's the product of the jinx.
Well, no, Cal has been there from the beginning. It was eventually going to be Cal.
In the beginning, there was the logo.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard.
Right. In the beginning, there was the logo.
Does Cal get like one of those, like a name? Because when you're like a king, you particularly in Britain, you got a name like I don't know, Richard the Fourth, but they all had like names, like depending on what they did or accomplished. Does Cal get one of those names? Like we have Brand the Broken. What does Cal get as his name? All those guys get
once
a name.
Once he's king?
Yeah, he's king now. Like what? Well, what's the name he gets?
Cal, the simple cow.
What did you say?
What did
you
say?
I'm coming up with names, Del. Cal Brand the Broken. Do we have to have that alliteration?
It doesn't have to be, but, you know, depending on what they have accomplished or didn't, like some kings have the kind or the wise. What does Cal get?
Well, Cal the kind sounds like, I think he's probably a kind person. Don't you, John? For all the crap we get,
No. Cal's a
nice
kind
person.
Yeah, I know he's a nice guy. He's a real,
I mean, Brian T. Smith took shots in the left or right. He goes, I did a bucket ice bucket challenge with you.
Remember?
Bemember? Let's see.
Cal the lucky sperm?
No, that's
doesn't roll
alliteration.
Off. Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue
that,
either.
But
no one's called the lucky Cal the lucky sperm. Who wants
it's
to
not
say that?
Cal the creepy, Cal the
no
kind,
Cal the coconut.
Careful,
Cal watch the, yourself. Watch it.
I'm not gonna say
well,
it.
Well, no, Cal not
the,
that.
No,
one.
No, don't say that.
Not that one.
Cal the charismatic.
Hmm.
Oh, is it opposite Ooh. Day on the show?
Jeff says Cal the Clueless. No.
Well, maybe. That's not a bad one. No. I mean, it's not
going to be ugly like that.
No, it's insulting, Ooh, but, no, it's not, that's, but it's not no, bad.
That's it.
I think Cal the Clueless is a pretty good one.
That's it.
His
yeah.
king name after when he's described in books. Well, his name is D. Cal McNair, but
otherwise known as Cal the Clueless. That's not a bad one.
Cal the Hodor?
No, that's insulting.
No. Oh, Clueless is nice.
I mean, I said it wasn't.
Oh, okay, that's
it's
nice.
It's better
though.
Than comparing him to Koldor, who only said one word and just said in different inflections. Cal says more than this.
Mm.
I heard him in his hostage thing where he said more than he said. What did he say again?
In his hostage.
Knowledge is power.
So yeah. Koldor couldn't put a sentence together. Cal can at least do that.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Cal the Clueless is pretty good.
Has anyone ever heard Cal put a sentence together?
Yeah, I heard it in the hostage video.
Not really.
And then when he was talking
about... He was just reading. He didn't put that together himself.
And then before they announced the hiring of David Culley, they sequestered him in a room so the media couldn't get to him. And he put another statement together. But I believe we found his name. Cal the Clueless.
That might be it. Hey, I got word that there's a possibility that this Correa deal gets done before the start of the season.
Who's the one backing down from their original number, Correa or the Astros?
I think they may be coming together. Listen, $20 million is not insulting, but I think that Carlos might want to be paid more than Bregman. I think that would be important. Now, Bregman's going to pass him up when Bregman's deal is up. But giving Bregman's deal at $100 million over 5 years when he was just a second-year player, I mean, Carlos is probably like, dude, really?
What do you think we're doing? Eight at 150?
I think it's probably, no. I'm going to go still six at 132. 22 a year.
Ooh, too low. And the way Carlos is taking that. You're going to do 6 years, you better come up with it.
I mean, these guys, okay, honestly, I know.
You better come up with it.
But $132 million, like, you're insulting me.
Six at 25.
You're insulting me. No.
He thought six at 20 was
but
insulting.
But he ain't George Springer, though.
All of a sudden, $2 million
George got six at 25. He ain't George Springer. There is nothing about his statistics that say he's George Springer.
Doesn't matter if you say that. That has nothing to do with it. It's what Carlos believes.
No, I know. I know. And, by the way, it's his agents that have to do a good deal.
His agent's going
to
be like, Carlos, $2 million extra a year? Was that? I know you hated six at 20, but six at 22, this should get it.
What?
There's no way. It's going to have to be. It's going to have to be six at 25.
I think it's going to be 22, 22 and a half. What are the odds that this is the lineup? Altuve, Brantley, Bregman, Tucker, Correa, Alvarez, Yuli, Chaz McCormick, and Martin Maldonado. That's today's lineup. Do you? And this is the final spring training game. Do you think this might be it? This might be the deal. Altuve, Brantley, Bregman, Tucker, Correa, Alvarez, Gurriel, McCormick, and Maldonado. That could be the opening day lineup. Chaz McCormick has got a chance. Now, he hasn't had a great spring, but he's got a chance to take over there. Now, it's probably Miles Straw. And maybe he goes ninth and Maldonado eighth. But this is a chance. This is a lineup that you may be seeing. But how about that Tucker would be fourth, Correa fifth, and Alvarez sixth?
Mm-hmm.
How good are you? Now, Alvarez, he starts hitting, he'll move up. He'll definitely move up in that lineup to fourth or fifth. Odorizzi is pitching. He's not going to be ready for the start of the season. It looks like it could be Luis Garcia as the fifth starter, start the season.
Okay.
Yeah, Odorizzi just getting back, and he's going to need a little while. Maybe that first start. or Belak. It's going to be Luis Garcia or Belak. And it looks like Brian Abreu has made the team. Baez probably won't be ready, and Baez and Scrub won't be ready, looks like. So that Brian Abreu has made the opening day roster. I'm excited. Thursday starts the season, bro. Thursday playing. And Mike Fiers, is he on the mound for opening day for the A's?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Fiers is going to be on the mound?
No, didn't we hear that his start would be delayed?
No, Mike will be there.
Injury?
Mike will be
that
there.
That guy steps up to the...
He does not
he steps
want...
up to the mound. He doesn't back away from a challenge.
He was placed on IL 4 days ago.
Yeah. Well, that but he's probably going to fight
last
through
for
that
two series.
He's going to fight through that and be there.
He'll be on the injury list to start the year. He won't be pitching in that first series,
and he won't be pitching in the second series.
No, it's unlikely.
No, he won't be pitching in either series.
Don't you worry about seeing Mike Fiers because he won't.
Cal is Groot. Cal the Groot. No,
Groot has more personality, and he's just a tree.
Cal the Clown. No.
Cal the
he's
Clueless.
He's not a clown.
Like you have Richard the Lionheart and Cal the Clueless.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. 842 ESPN 97.5. Take your calls, guys, on the other side. 713-780-3776. In the meantime, we need some insurance, Lance.
Let's talk about TGS Insurance. It's a very easy process. You text the word money to 232323, and what you get from there is an opportunity to find out exactly what it is that TGS Insurance can find for you in terms of an A-rated insurance and what the cost is going to be. You can take that number, compare it to what you're paying now, and very simply, in the same day, make a decision about whether or not you want to switch over, because that can be done in the same day. And not only can it be done the same day, but guess what? They make it super easy for you that even if you've prepaid for a discount like I had, they got all that money back for me. Well, the prorated amount that you know hadn't already been used. You don't have to keep your homeowner's insurance or your car insurance, for that matter, the entire duration. That's not a contract like it is with other things. So you can make the switch today, and they can work at getting your prepaid money back. That's going to come back to you. Don't worry. It's just a process of the paperwork, but they handle all that for you. And you can get A-rated homeowners insurance for discounted rates. When I say discounted, the only reason it's discounted is because they're actually shopping rates for you, and there's competitive rates that are out there that you haven't even looked into. Text the word money to 232323. It's TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 845 ESPN 97.5. The only one with any kind of city pride is me. Red today. These two are in gray and black. Julia wore Northwestern colors today for some reason. When it's clearly Cougs Day, okay? Well, for Julia, she didn't even wear Rice. They won the NIT, the women's NIT, and she doesn't even care about her school.
She didn't know. I had to tell her.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Man, do I miss Mary? Because Mary knew when a woman did something.
Oh, you didn't see
Mary? When a woman did something in life, Mary knew about it.
Oh, she was tweeting yesterday because the U.S. men failed to qualify for the Olympics for the third time in a row. And she quote tweeted that story about pay women something along the lines of what they're worth. Yeah, if you missed it, the U.S. team, all they had to do was make this final. Didn't even have to win the final. They lost Honduras in the semifinal, so they don't qualify for the Olympics. Third straight go-round of that. And Mary had some stuff to say.
Well, hey, Mary, you know what? You don't have to qualify for the Olympics to get paid. The men should still get paid. They're gonna be playing stuff or something.
Well, not that. No, not those particular guys.
Not those days.
See, the thing is, the thing about that is the U.S. best players are all, they're all young, but they all play in Europe, and the European clubs don't have to release them for the Olympics. So Pulisic would have been of the age to play in that tournament. He probably would have played in the Olympics if they had qualified. A lot of the team that they're going to push to qualify for the World Cup are actually of age to play for the Olympics, but the European clubs like, we don't care about the Olympics. We're not going to let you guys play in that. We'll let you play in a couple of friendlies, but not that. So the U.S. didn't even have their best young players in the tournament. And that's no excuse to lose to Honduras, but they did. So another failure for men's soccer.
Well, right. But who cares about the Olympics?
Well, it would have been cool to watch them in the Olympics. I mean, I didn't watch any of the qualifying because it's Olympic qualifying. But once the Olympics roll around, it would have been nice to have the team play because Pulisic probably would have played. A couple other players would have played. But oh well.
They wouldn't let them play for the qualifier.
No, the
but then you don't get in.
Yeah, the team. No, it's the European teams are like.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't think that's that important. So if no, they would have let him play in the Olympics, but not qualify.
But not the qualifiers.
No.
Right. All right. Paul wants a new nickname for Cal. What is it, Paul?
All right. Good morning. I guess it's Cal the Key, the Donkey, perfect mascot.
The Donkey.
The donkey.
Cal the Key. He means as a donkey. He's keeping the alliteration. Cal the Key.
Right, kinda. Decal kinda. The Donkey.
Well, we don't
His name is Decal. Actually.
It's Cal.
No, it's not. It's Decal.
What does he go by?
Decal.
Your name is
it's John. No,
it's Anthony John. John.
No, it's John James.
What does John Tyler go by?
JT.
See? He didn't go by John.
No, his name is actually JT.
It was John Tyler.
Well, it's JT. But Cal goes is Decal McNair.
Goes by Cal.
Decal the Donkey. I mean, have you ever seen a level of disrespect for an owner?
From of you, any no. Team?
No. For I mean, of any owner, any time, the level of disrespect for Cal is simply unprecedented.
Yeah, I wonder where that started.
Okay. I didn't start that.
You are
I don't know who did that.
Okay, sure. You can talk about the level of disrespect, but you are one of the pioneers
in this level of disrespect. Playing, did Cal ever drink Sunny Delight?
What?
Did Cal ever...
What game are you talking about? Sunny Delight?
This is the game YouTube
Sunny
play all the time.
D.
What game?
No,
I never played that game.
Yeah.
I'd ask other questions like.
Does he still eat Lucky Charms?
No, he didn't. Cocoa Puffs is what I think he's a big fan of. And
he's
not,
a big Cocoa Puff guy?
And not just that he eats it. Like, an adult can go, you know, backslide a couple of times. You know what? I feel like eating some really sugary cereal. And they go buy one just to have it and say, okay, that was cool to have
Sugar
a bowl.
Smacks?
Yeah. Cal gets excited and, you know, and will pick out Lucky Charms that he doesn't like. And he does that with M&Ms as well. Oh, not the green ones. I don't want those. Cal, it's M&Ms. They taste the same. It doesn't matter.
Not all Starburst taste
the
same.
Yeah, that's different. Like, if you want to pick out the Starburst you don't like, fine. But it's M&Ms. It's all chocolate. It doesn't matter.
I don't like the green ones, though. I don't like that color. It's not blue or red or white.
Do you think the Texans have an M&M bowl that's only blue, red, white M&M?
Yes.
That's probably true.
No, they absolutely do because Cal demanded it.
But Cal, you know, it's just milk chocolate. I don't care. What?
Why do you talk like that when you do Cal?
Because he has a deeper voice than me. You heard him. Look.
You know what? I don't want to go to Lazy J. That's all he wants to talk about is LeBron.
Well, he said the NBA.
I'm sure he's going to talk about who it's about.
Andre
Drummond.
We mentioned
that they just picked up a center. They just picked up a big. Thank goodness over the weekend, the Nets and the Lakers got deeper. Andre Drummond is now a Laker, and LaMarcus Aldridge is chasing rings with the Nets.
I mean,
this is so embarrassing to me.
Well, LaMarcus Aldridge is chasing a ring because he doesn't have that much left.
I get it. It's just, let me just tell you what's happened. It's become easy to cheer against the Nets now. Well, you know, with this gang up mentality that they have, first of all, Flat Earth isn't all that likable. James isn't super likable on NBA. Mr. Burner,
MVP, James? Declared himself the MVP?
I've never seen a player more involved in MVP discussions in my life. Like, nobody, never has an award meant more to a player than James Harden in the MVP. Mm-mm. And the Rockets were enablers of that. But how about this?
Enablers?
You got Mr. Flat Earth take time off for his birthday. Mm-mm. You got James Harden, Mr. Strip Club fat suit. And you've got Mr. Burner accounts who argues with 15-year-olds. Now they've added a ring chaser to it. The Nets are super easy to cheer against. The Lakers have LeBron who is polarizing. But the rest of it doesn't feel... All of a sudden now they get Andre Drummond. So now you've got a couple different Death Stars to cheer against. You got the Eastern Conference Death Star. You got the Western Conference Death Star. It's not going to be super hard to find a team to cheer against. It's going to be super hard to find a team to cheer for in the playoffs.
I mean,
if you're not one of those two teams.
If it's not Lakers and Nets in the finals.
Well, to me, the Nets, if the Nets lose, it's the biggest bust in the history of sports. You have now stacked it so deep.
You can't.
You
be,
are so deep. At
can't
the
be
Nets.
Any deeper than that.
If you, and you're in a weak Western or Eastern Conference. If you lose this Nets, which I'm praying you do, I'm officially a Lakers fan. I'll just say it. I found my team.
That's the.
I don't want James to get his title. I don't want Kevin Durant to get another title.
I mean, how awful is it? I have to root for the Nets or the Lakers. I mean, either what? Because I can't root for LeBron. I just can't. Yet, I can't. There's nothing likable about the Nets. Nothing. I mean, is Kyrie even going to show up? Does he have? Is maybe his sister's birthday
is going to
be?
Is he still in his
June?
Birthday week?
Is his sister going to have a birthday that he's going to have to attend?
And you know, people are pulling up the quote from Kevin Durant back from 2010. Now everybody want to play for the Heat and the Lakers. Let's go back to being competitive and go at these peoples. Well, oh. now you're that guy. Now look, LeBron's like, see?
Oh, how's that? How's that? Oh, Kev. Oh.
Remember when Kevin Durant was the lovable? Oh, he kissed his mom after wins, and he's got the backpack on, and when he was on that finals run.
Now and he cried about his mom at the MVP.
And he was the easy guy to like because LeBron was on the other side, and you had to hate LeBron still. Now they're one and the same.
Same thing. They're the same guy. 854. Let's see what Lazy J wants to talk about. What do you say, Lazy J?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah, I had two quick questions. I had one for Dell and one for Lance.
Yep.
Hey, Lance, I remember I called in right before the draft and told you that the Rockets should trade James Harden for LaMelo and a couple of future first-rounders. And you told me that was the stupidest trade that you had ever heard. So how do you feel about actually, you know, James Harden really traded for a white guy that plays on 24 in Sugarland, Kelly Olynyk?
I don't even remember what – I don't even remember that phone call.
I don't remember it either.
Yeah, he I don't does. Think that actually happened.
Okay. Okay. And then one quick question for Dale.
Okay.
Dale, what's up, buddy? First off, L-Tree, you know,
what?
Another 4 years, you know.
That's the Olympics.
Maybe I might make the Olympics.
No one cares about
Why
the Olympics.
Why is he going after you about L-Tree?
Because I guess they make the Olympics. And, no one cares, though. But go ahead.
Olympics.
Okay, and my little quick question for Dale and John. I remember I called back in late December, early January, and predicted Andre Drummond to the Lakers. I predicted maybe the Lakers could have got Blake Griffin, but he went to Brooklyn. So let me put some respect on my name. Now they start calling me the biracial Adam Scheffner.
What? I'm not calling you anything because you predicted that Andre Drummond, no one cares about Andre Drummond. Who cares?
Now, did he take care of all family business?
He remembers everything.
Oh, my God. No one remembers any of your calls.
I don't remember any of that
No
stuff.
One remembers any of your calls, LaMelo Lazy J, because they're terrible.
They're top. Look,
so now you're banned for a week again.
You're predicting
that. Because you just came in here spraying bullets, okay? You're banned for a week. Don't call back.
You predicted that a guy who
no one cares about your calls
has never contributed to winning, and Andre Drummond wound up on the Lakers.
Okay, Lazy J, call back with all your stupid calls that were incorrect. Okay, now that call's too long though. Okay, because you said something right. Okay, that
where
actually
do you remember any of them?
No. He might have.
I don't remember.
I mean, it's so specific that he probably did call about LaMelo Ball. I just don't remember because it's
remember
one
that
call.
At all.
I'm sure he did it. Who
he might have, or he just made it up. I don't know. One of the two.
Because
no one remembers it.
But the we talked about the Tunsil thing about what the Dolphins got. Well, we know what the Rockets didn't get for James. And yes, if you could have foreseen the lack of quality players that James Harden would have given the Rockets through a trade. Yes, trading him for LaMelo Ball and other first rounders would have been a better deal. Clearly.
Yes, it would have been a much better trade than they got for him.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
Says you.
And
now,
you predicted Andre Drummond. Did you really predict Andre or Blake Griffin? But then Blake Griffin went to the Nets or something. What?
Well, Blake Griffin's a wash player. Fine, it's fine. You said it, fine.
And you did.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, no one remembers or cares. 857 ESPN 97.5 713-780-37. But I did pick, by the way, on the Saturday morning show. I picked Billy Horschel to win.
Did you?
Yeah. And by the way, he won. That was in the Sweet 16. I took Billy Horschel. So eat that, Lazy J. Yeah. Oh, did you pick Billy Horschel this weekend? No.
You might have to explain to most of us who Billy Horschel is.
Billy Horschel just won the Dell Match Play Championship yesterday over Scottie Scheffler.
You think people?
What do you know about nothing?
I know who he is. Scheffler
played for Purdue back in the day.
No.
But do you think
Scheffler played for Texas and his home course, and Billy Horschel beat him there?
Sure.
At Austin Country Club.
When you say Sweet 16 on a weekend like this and then just mention Billy Horschel.
No, they do the Dell Match Play during the Sweet 16.
How many people know who Billy Horschel is?
Everybody knows who Billy Horschel is. All right, he looks like just like Christian Bale,
like a bizarro version of him.
No,
he looks like House of Wax Christian Bale.
He could be, yeah, a little bit. Oh, I got that. 858 ESPN 97.5. You know who Lance looks like? Gulf Coast Chevy.
Look like a car dealership. Like Craig
DeSurf. Matter of fact, I saw Craig DeSurf picture. He had posted it back in the day when he was styling and profiling. He's in the middle of this picture. He's all decked out. You know what? I mean, he doesn't shy away from the party. Okay? He doesn't. But that's one of the reasons that he's a likable guy. He's a fun guy. And when you go into Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, one of the first things you're going to see is that you got a bunch of people there in every department who stay there because they enjoy working with him, not for him, but with him, and making sure that you get the very best vehicles out there on the market. And they've got some amazing programs available, but they're going to be ending soon. So if you're interested in one of the March programs, go to the website at LanceZCars.com and see what offers are right now in place. They've got some outstanding offers going on in the Chevy department. That's where you find new roads. But you're going to find the vehicle that you want, whether it's pickup truck, SUV, crossover vehicle, or on the Buick side, there's even some sedans. But so many of the vehicles right now are turning into smaller crossovers that are super easy to drive, sporty, and get great gas mileage as well. Get lower prices and higher trade-ins and better selection at LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.